They were so poor that as children, the boys had only banana leaves to wear. They lived in a hut by the sea, and Soliday gathered shellfish to eat and to trade for cooking oil or meat. Sometimes, when he went to market, he found colourful scraps of cloth. When he had enough, he asked his grandmother to sew him a coat of 40 colours to wear over his rags. Salakota did no work. He complained because he had no fine clothes and not enough to eat. He was jealous of his brother's colourful coat, but he was unwilling to hunt for scraps himself. So he went about, looking patched and ragged. When Soliday heard the king's drumming, he said, "I will go and slay the bird of darkness and rescue Marie, the king's daughter." He had often seen her from a distance as she went on her daily visits outside the palace walls. He watched with admiration as she gave help to those in need. He had been too shy to approach her, but he remained enchanted by her lovely face that seemed to him the perfect reflection of her generous, loving heart. "You're a fool, brother, even to think such a thing," Salakota mocked him. "How will you reach the bird of darkness without a boat? How will you kill the beast without weapons?" But Soliday said to their grandmother, "Once again I need your help. Surely you know how I can go and slay the bird of darkness and save the Princess Marie." At first, the old woman tried to discourage him. But when she saw that his mind was made up, she gave him her last few coins, saying, "Use these to pay the Quimboiseur, the sorcerer who lives in the forest. He will tell you how to find and kill the bird of darkness." Soliday asked his brother to come with him, since the sorcerer's hut was far away and the forest was filled with fierce beasts. But Salakata said, "The woods are dangerous and wizards are worse. You'd do better spending grandmother's money on food and clothes for us."